rings.
That's a telephone. I'll answer it.
No, I must count them. Yeah, two rings.
I have to answer the phone there.
No, I'm counting the rings. Three rings.
Podcast Bone Phone.
Calling me from the intercom unit inside of his hazmat suit, it's Maximus Bryant from the Ohio Halloween and Haunter Convention. What's up, brother?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
So long since we've talked. A week ago after we recorded the first run through, and now we had to do this all over again now that the full lockdown is upon us and martial law is about to be instated. Yeah, it's things have gotten crazier since we talked last, for sure.
not in a lot of people's favor, obviously, but it's just a crazy, unprecedented time in a way.
I have to laugh about it because it's, if you don't laugh, you go crazy, right?
So
what I was talking about there for the people who, for the listeners who weren't aware. So I've already talked to Maximus like a week ago. We recorded the whole segment. I had it edited in the can, ready to go. And the convention has just been called off. So why don't you fill us in on the details of what's happening with the Ohio Halloween and Haunter Convention?
Well, when we knew that the coronavirus was, spreading, and in light of the news of Transworld closing, we as a convention posted that we were keeping a close eye on it. We were planning on going forward, but, kept people in mind that if something were to happen, we would, try to do the honorable thing and, we will do the honorable thing, refund everybody their attendee tickets and vendor prices and everything. So a few more days passed, and then the staff on Wednesday, the 18th of March, at the Ohio State Reformatory, which is the building that the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention was going to be held, has made the decision to cancel all events for the next 2 to 3 months. And that includes our convention. They hold other events. They hold like tattoo conventions. They do a bunch of events as well as historical tours, but the building has decided, as in light of the COVID-19 stuff, that they will cancel. So that causes us to then need to cancel. One thing that people do ask us sometimes is why aren't we considering rescheduling? Well, we're a lot of people are still looking at the news about whether or not is Transworld going to reschedule, what's going to happen with Midwest Haunters Convention. We don't know when this thing is going to keep getting put out. Will the reformatory continue to expand its ban on events? In addition, we didn't want to run into the other shows. We thought that was useless. And also in Northern Ohio, there's these mid-Ohio races that are very popular, and we would also run into those as well if we were given the opportunity. So we felt like it's best for us to step back for this year, and we're going to put all of our focus into 2021.
The only thing you can do, there's so much uncertainty that, and by the time you actually have let's say it gets pushed back, it could get pushed back into September. It's like then, people need to buy things. Like, it's probably too close. With vendors, a lot of vendors out there who make things to order, so they're building things on the orders that they get. They wouldn't have enough time to get it ready for the season anyway. So that's where it really gets tricky.
You're running into actor training. You're running into, final touches of the build season. And, we don't even know what this is going to do with the haunt season in general. How are these haunted house owners going to react to how this, with all the planned changes they had to their haunts? It's going to be a very interesting haunt season that way. But yeah, running into August and September, that would have just bumped up into the haunt season too much. And plus, I'm kind of praying myself that haunt season is not going to be, in any fashion canceled. That obviously everybody's hope is that this kind of clears out before that happens. But I would like to say that I'm very appreciative of everyone that had already purchased tickets. We're already refunding those. Some vendors, and I will say this, we will be refunding the vendors as well. Some vendors have already indicated that you know, they just want to roll over into 2021. So I'm extremely thankful to all those vendors, especially like our sponsors, Carnage Haunted House. They said, you know, we're just going to be part of 2021. And, you know, it's amazing that people still, you know, believe in the show and want to see it happen. So we're very thankful for the response. And we're extremely apologetic that this show can't happen this year, but it's out of our hands at this point, and we're just appreciative of everybody's support.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. That's all you can do.
Yeah,
you know, you're refunding the money, and I think it's great for people who just want to, like, say, "Hey, hold on, and we'll just roll it over into the following year." You know, they're vendors. I've actually heard that the vendors out there are trying to, I believe, this weekend. So if you have a favorite vendor out there, you might want to pay attention to their Facebook page, or if they have YouTube channels, keep in touch with what they're doing. I think they're trying to do like some Facebook live events, or maybe live events on YouTube, to kind of showcase all of their wares. So they'll be taking orders. So So if there's vendors out there, you know, that you want to support, I would say, you know, keep an eye on their website, their Facebook page, their YouTube channels, because I know how a lot of these vendors they depend on these trade shows and cons to make their money and keep the businesses afloat. So
absolutely,
if you want to support them, you should do that.
And we can help with that. If you go to the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention page on Facebook, as vendors confirm their spot at the convention, we were posting a welcome to each of them. So we said, you know, welcome to Shreddy Bear. We said, welcome to Froggy's Fog. We said, welcome to Time Bomb Toys. And we would post a link of their Facebook page. So please, you know, go through the Ohio Haunters and Halloween and Haunters Convention page, find the vendors, like their pages. They're going to be doing live feeds. Some of them have come to us about doing a live feed. Now that's something we will be considering and haven't confirmed yet, but we would, you know, any way we can do to help the vendors, we'd be more than happy to. So if I can learn, you know, some Facebook Live, OBS, stuff, I'm more than willing to put something together to put out anybody's stuff. So, you know, go through there and like some vendor pages. I've already seen several that have done some live feeds, and I think they've gotten some great responses. So there's a whole mixture of things. There's vendors doing their own individual feeds. There are some groups that are coordinating live feed events. There's been a wonderful response from the haunt community in general to try to say, hey, we're trying to put something together so that people can see what these people were selling, see how amazing their stuff is, and put in your orders so that, you know, you can get your stuff for the haunt season.
Just because the trade show or the cons aren't happening doesn't mean the whole industry is shut down. People are doing business. I'm seeing, I think we have some kind of a statewide thing rolling out in a day or two. And a lot of local businesses are going to be doing like curbside drop-off and pickups. Or, you know, you can call in, place an order at the hardware store, pull up. They're going to bring it out to you. And you don't have to go into the store because the stores are kind of off limits. But you can still keep the business open. So I think a lot of places are trying to adapt to the circumstances.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of what everybody has to do. And so, you know, not just vendors, you know, support your local businesses as well, too, you know.
Absolutely. Like the small restaurants and stuff are all doing takeout. You know, mm-hmm. Even if you only did, you know, maybe if you only did takeout once a month, maybe if you can do it a couple of times a month, you know, increase your support for them so you can keep them in business and keep them, you know, get them over the hump of this nonsense. You know, so that's what we're all, you know, you all got to pitch in, man. We got to help each other out here.
Yeah.
Come together, especially us haunters.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. I don't know. My mind still blows thinking back on all this, but it's important to you know, kind of keep the focus on that. You know, there's still amazing shows to be put on in September, October, and early November, and, you know, builds that can still happen. And a lot of us are going to have more time in our hands at home. But
yeah, if you were looking at the positive side of this, you've got a lot more build time available to you right now, I'm sure. Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
If you're working out of the house or whatever, you know, you can get some, you know, sneak down into the basement or out to the garage, bang out a couple of projects, you know, during the week, and make some extra use of your time since you can't be, you know, out at the bar, as we say, over here in Massachusetts. So, you know, how about we do this? Since, you know, we'll just make some use of a few, because we don't have all of the extra show details to talk about, etc. How about talking about the Ohio haunt scene with me, your group?
Sure.
And because you're involved, what's the name of your group that of the Ohio Haunters?
It is called the Ohio Haunters Association. It is an association of just anybody involved in the haunt industry in any capacity, whether you're a haunt owner, an actor, a home haunter, an enthusiast of haunted houses. We're just a Facebook group that came together like 3 years ago. The idea was to just, you know, create a platform for people to, you know, post things, let people know, hey, this is what I'm working on. Haunted houses could let you know what their dates were, you know, when they were opening. It, if anybody needed any kind of help, they could post like, hey, you know, I'm struggling with this aspect of the haunt build. Anybody have any suggestions? Like, there were several haunted trails that were asking for advice about how to, you know, light up the trail, because that, you know, it's a kind of a challenge for them sometimes out there. And, you know, people chimed in, like other, like older haunted trails would say, hey, this is what we did. You know, take this advice. People selling things can also post things. It's just something to bring the haunt community in Ohio together, but also promote the haunt community. So I like to go through and see if haunted houses are opening on an off-season event, and then let people know, say, hey, these Ohio haunts are opening. If there's any kind of, like in Cleveland, there's a haunt garage that the Cleveland Haunt Club puts on. Hey, haunted garage up there, go see it. It's anything we can do to promote the haunt community is what we do on the Ohio Haunters Association. We also try to hold meetings. We try to host those about once a month. Typically, they're hosted by a haunted house. We get to go meet, talk about a subject, have a speaker, and then sometimes we get to do a tour of that haunted house, and which is an extremely generous thing that those haunted house owners let us do. So that's what we've been trying to do. And just last year, right after MHC 2018 is when this doing this convention came up. So that's it is the Ohio Haunters Association that comes together to put on the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention.
Yeah. So do you have make and takes, you know, where you guys get together and actually we'll have projects where they'll say, hey, we're going to be working on some tombstones this month? Or is it mostly just, like I say, going to other haunts and having kind of speakers on topics versus getting your hands dirty?
Yeah, I would say the speaker is been the more central focus. Like, we've had makeup demonstrations. We've had a gentleman who I forget his name now, but he worked on a lot of movie sets doing special effects makeup. We've had haunted house owners talk about marketing. We've had people talk about fire code safety. So it's typically a topic type thing. We're not opposed at all to doing make and takes. It's just a matter of, you know, arranging it and the haunted house that we'd be going to having the space to do it, or if the weather would be permitting. So that's typically what the meetings are like. We meet, we talk, there's the speaker, then we kind of talk about whatever subject people want to talk about. Like, I remember there was one meeting where haunted house owners were talking about paying their actors and, you know, going through all these processes and, you know, staying legal / you know, being legit with a lot of that. And then we did a tour of the haunted house. We got to see what they were working on. so yeah, you know, I really enjoy the meme because it's, you know, bringing people together, talking, and they also get to throw in input as we give updates on the convention. We'd say, you know, this is happening, this is happening. People would say they'd like to see this or that, and we would try to, you know, respond to that and make, you know, make things work. And we've also done picnics where we celebrated an after the season or the anniversary of the Ohio Haunters Association, which is in June. So we've done picnics before. So now we got to think. Actually, now you got me thinking. Are we going to do our anniversary thing this year?
Well, you guys have a vibrant haunt community out there. I mean, especially with the amount of haunted houses you have, pro haunts. Yeah. There's also a ton of homies out there, right?
Home. Oh yeah.
I know Greg Wallace. Greg, throwing you a little shout out there. Yeah, Greg is a longtime listener.
Oh yeah, and I got to see Greg's a few 2 years ago. It's like even just that area. And this is kind of the amazing thing about Ohio is that the deeper you look, the more you find these home haunts. Like I found Greg's. I don't even know how I found it. It just all of a sudden it became known to me. There was this guy in Loveland who does these amazing tombstones and these amazing props, and he builds these cannons and he puts on this whole yard display. And I was like, really? And I was lucky enough to come out on night when he had a professional photographer come out, because they were like setting these fog things out and everything. And so he got these professional photos done. I got to come out and see it because I work at a haunted house in Cincinnati, so I don't always get to visit other places. So this was a totally off schedule thing, but it was really nice to go see. But he's not the only one. There's one just a little bit south of him. They turn their whole garage into this amazing walkthrough with, and the sets are just beautiful. The distressing and everything, and it's a very popular event. You know, you look at photos on their home haunt page, and it's a Nightmare on Bristol Lake in Amelia, Ohio. The lines of people trick or treat are down the block, and you wouldn't find this on a haunt finding website like Find a Haunt or Scare Factor until you tell them, hey, this haunt exists, put it on your list. You know, there's so many. And I just met a guy. I was going to be involved with a play in Springfield, Ohio. It just got canceled because, you know, the stuff going on. But there was a home haunter in it that, you know, is not, it doesn't have any connections to the haunt community as a whole or big wide, but I just met him, and you know, I've been looking at his stuff, and it's amazing what these people do. So, you know, there's stuff you'll find on a website, and then, you know, if you're in Ohio, you just dig deeper and deeper and you find these people. These home haunters are everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, some people are completely off the grid. I've run into, you know, a haunter occasionally here and there, and especially if you go to some of these cons, you know, because they'll show up for a con, but they aren't involved in any online groups. They're not on the forums or, you know, the old forums. I don't know how busy those things are nowadays, but, you know, Facebook groups, forums, any of that stuff. They just do it, and they get their friends involved in it, but they don't pay attention to anything like the community or whatever. And sometimes I like, those are the kind of people I would love to come across, because I'm always looking for, I can't find, there's certain people I would love to talk to on the show, but I can't find them. So, hey, if you're listening out there and you know somebody who's like this, hit me up. Let me know who they are and where they are, so I can check out their work and try to hit them up and get them on the show.
Oh yeah, and when I was a home haunter for 3 years from 2012 to 15, I wasn't connected to things like Haunters Hangout or anything like that. I didn't know any of these things existed. It wasn't until I started working at the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati was when I started finding these larger platforms and everything. So it's, yeah, there's a lot of off the grid people. And I found a lot of these home haunts because they actually create these little postcards and they'll take them to like a Halloween Express to kind of be like, hey, trick or treat night, we got this going on. And so, I mean, I know a guy that I'd love to shoot you his name and maybe he'll come on, but there's a lot of them. And I know one that I'm going to shoot a name for, but I mean, The Ohio haunt community, I think, is just amazing. And in my area in particular, I just like them all. They're I've got a couple from New Orleans who are going to be coming up the first weekend in October, and I'm trying to map out the best way to visit the most haunted houses as I can, and I'm kind of having trouble coming up with how best to do it, because there's ones I want them to see, and then there's ones that, you know, you can do with or without, but there's you just have so many options, and that's kind of the great thing about it. And each region kind of has, I think, a haunt that stands out. You know, like, you know, in Cincinnati, there's several haunted houses in the Cincinnati area. There's a charity haunt. There's, you know, a field that, you know, Dent Schoolhouse is there. There's a boat just on the other side of the river called the USS Nightmare. There's a lot of them, and Columbus and Akron and Cleveland and Toledo. Any city you go to, they're great quality haunts.
Yeah, I interviewed the guy who runs USS Nightmare too.
Oh, nice!
Once again, it was years ago. You have to dig some of these up. They're in the show archives. Go to the hauntcast.net website, click on episodes, and you're going to have to scroll through and probably page back a little bit. Or just go to Podbean, because I think they list them individual. Like, it's a lot easier to get to the past episodes. Probably be a few years back easily, like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I've talked to quite a few people from Ohio, and I know there's so much more to explore. So if you can help out, you know, point me in the right direction, always appreciated.
And one thing that I like to do is when I know that a haunt is opening or that a haunt has closed, I try to keep an eye out for this sort of thing, because I let Tyler and Nora from Scare Factor know. I find Scare Factor to have the most up-to-date map. Now, other people might disagree with me. That's fine. But I find theirs to be the most comprehensive and most up-to-date, because all I do is message them, be like, hey, so-and-so closed. Or, hey, by the way, the Haunted Hoorah, as it's called, is reopening this coming year, and I just found this out, so I sent them a message, and they're going to put it up on the Scare Factor website. And you know, that's what we try to do, let people know, hey, these haunts are here, and hey, they're amazing.
Great. Hey, is there anything else you want to throw in there, talk about before we break?
If you're wondering a good state to come visit some haunted houses, I mean, you can hit me up at any point on Facebook, Maximus Bryant, and I will, you know, if you have any if you're going to a particular area and you'd like some suggestions, I'll, you know, throw any information I have at you. But at the same time, there's a wonderful haunt maps out there to look and see a lot of these haunted houses and help direct you there. I mean, there's like actual maps with dots to show you where these things are, with links to their Facebook pages.
Yeah, so people can keep up to date on what's happening with the OHHC and anything else that's going on with the Ohio Haunters. Why don't you give me the web address of and wherever you're online as far as social media, et cetera.
You don't quote-unquote join the Ohio Haunters Association. You just request to be on the page. That's on Facebook, Ohio Haunters Association. Just request to be in the group. And you will see any updates on for that association there. For the convention, you can follow the Facebook page, Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention. The website is ohiohhc.com. We'll be posting updates on there whenever we start getting the 2021 dates finalized, along with details about education, haunt tours, and all the like. We're trying to make it a wonderful event. Those will be on ohiohhc.com. I just appreciate everybody's support in all of this, and we're really looking forward to making 2021 a fantastic show.
All right, Maximus. Well, you know what? You're welcome back here next year to promote the 2021 show, so we'll definitely have you back. Hit me up next year, whenever you want to record, we'll get that done. And until then, be safe, brother.
You too. Thank you.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.